Pop quiz. Shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. You all know it. Great. Jesus wept. Two words. If you ever are asked to memorize a biblical verse, that is a verse to remember. Jesus wept, found in the Gospel of John. Two words, though. Two words, but yet are very profound. A lot of speculation, a lot of different theories on why Jesus wept. Some would say, perhaps, that it was out of a sense of loss. After all, the one who he loved, his good friend Lazarus, was dead. It's a natural thing to cry, and perhaps is a wonderful representation of Jesus' humanity. But we don't know that. In the Bible, we don't get in a sense of the rest of things, how he was saying things. Was he saying things in perhaps maybe in the Bible, who knows, angrily, remorsefully? Maybe not in this case, but in other cases, sarcastically. We don't get those. We don't know. So we have to read into this. And I began to think, in my reading, a theory was put forth, what if he was frustrated? I don't know what frustrates you, but I know sometimes what frustrates me, and this is a working thing that I'm working on and a constant challenge. But maybe you're like me a little bit, in the sense if you think that you've told somebody something, right, and you think you've been clear in your communication, and perhaps you've told them over and over and over again, and they still don't get it. Perhaps they ask that question. I know there's no such thing as stupid questions, but come on, people. Sometimes, you know, you get frustrated with that. And you think, why don't you get it? Can't you see? And what if Jesus is at that point? Now, just as we're close to Holy Week, Jesus is reading real close to what the Gospel of John calls a glorification. Glorification in the Gospel of John basically means the crucifixion of Jesus. Jesus' death. 2 miles from Jerusalem. We're getting close. He sees the writing on the wall. Whether he knew exactly what was going to happen or not, he knew the way things were moving. And yet, he moves closer to Jerusalem. But not too quick. Jesus decides to hold back for a couple days just to see. Perhaps, we don't know. And of course, Martha and Mary respond in a way that I think a lot of us would respond, and maybe in similar situations have responded. Lord, where the heck were you? What is going on? When is this going to end? Perhaps you, like the psalmist, had been in that space where you felt like, out of the depths I have cried. And you felt like it's fallen on deaf ears. Perhaps you have been like those dry bones in the valley that Ezekiel is talking about, dry, parched, feeling lifeless. You can still have a heartbeat and still feel lifeless, spent, lying there. Martha and Mary were in that spot, make no mistake. And the age-old question is what do we do? What do we do when they're in that spot? We have Martha and Mary to look at, and Martha was very good. In a sense, she rushed up to Jesus and she gave him some quite profound theological statements. You are the Messiah, the one we've been waiting for. But so what? What does that mean? We can proclaim Jesus, we can even trust Jesus as the Messiah, but when you are in that space, that valley, that place of feeling spent and dried out, that's a hard thing to hear and to believe. And perhaps you're like me, there's been times where I've gone, and so what? What are you doing for me, God? I feel like I'm at my end here, and I'm wondering, where are you? Interestingly enough, that Psalm 130, is not from an individual, it is from a nation. The nation of Israel is lamenting, and yet they still have trust in God. I wonder what it's like to live in a nation of people lamenting something. Perhaps we know. And they cry out and they wonder, how did we get here? How did this happen? Our theological statements don't always do the trick. They're not an easy band-aid that, in a sense, makes us feel better. And then please, 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 church folk, whatever you do, when somebody is in that space, I don't know about you, but I do not need to hear trite theological statements. I know God's got a plan. I know that the praises go up and the blessings come down and all those wonderful statements, but I don't need to hear that. Not when I'm in that space. What I do need, and perhaps you are like me, what I do need is people to be with me. People to be with me like those mourners that were with Martha and Mary. And I need those people to help show me Jesus. Not tell me about Jesus. Not give me theological statements. But to show me Jesus. To be in community with one another. To walk with me to the tomb. To wrap the burial shroud perhaps around Lazarus. Put him in tomb. But to also have faith that God will find a way, even when things seem at the darkest, even when Lazarus has been wrapped in his burial clothes and been dead for 4 days. 4 days is significant, you see, because in the tradition at that time, they believed that perhaps the soul was around the body for about 3 days, but 4 days, folks, it's gone, it's done, he's dead. And yet, still, Jesus finds a way. And one could even argue that perhaps this wasn't even the best move for Jesus, because those of you who know and have read on know that this is what does him in the Gospel of John. That the religious authorities plot against him at this time. A few select group of people who held a vast amount of power realize that he is threatening that power. And despite the many other people following and the many other things he does, they decide he must die at this point. And they plot against him. Yet Jesus knew this is what he had to do. So I don't know about you, but I thank God and give thanks to God that Jesus doesn't always listen to me. Because I know that I can be a little bit selfish. I know that I'm maybe not as smart as I think I am. And I know and trust that God is working things out. And I need people. I need my Marthas. I need my Marys. I need my crowd to show me Jesus. So perhaps you're in that spot right now. Perhaps not. I always find it very interesting that people say, I'm just so stressed, I can't go to church. That's the time you go to church, folks. That's what church is for. Why we gather together in community. So perhaps you are at that point, but if you're not, I invite you. I challenge you to be like Jesus. To let God's light shine on you and through you to other people. Be on the lookout for opportunities to comfort, to heal, and to be Jesus. Because there are people dying, literally and figuratively, every place that you go. You won't have to look hard. Jesus wept. And I don't know what causes Jesus to weep today, but I suspect he weeps maybe out of frustration, maybe out of whatever too, because he knows there is so much work to be done. Are we willing to go there with him? Come and see. Amen.